Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And today with me is Chad Brower. And Chad, I guess the first thing we got to talk about is you are one of the young guns out there on the tournament trail, and it's got to have been fun so far.
Well, it's been a great time, and I appreciate you still calling me young because I had my 30th birthday this summer, and most people aren't as friendly to call me young anymore.
Well, I think it's kind of neat because you kind of came up through fishing. You know, your dad, Denny Brower, who everybody in the world of professional bass fishing knows about. But Chad Brower's done pretty well on his own.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up around the sport, and I think Dad really started full-time into it when I was about 12. So, you know, I got to see a lot of it before I ever thought about even becoming a professional fisherman. And it just kind of worked out to where I decided at an early age maybe that's what I wanted to try to do, and everything I did from that point on was kind of geared toward being a bass fisherman. You know, my school projects and what have you all were geared toward bass fishing, and somehow my teachers put up with it, and I got through. And I decided after I got out of college that I'd give it, you know, at least 3 years, and if it was working out and things were going in a positive direction, I'd keep going, and if not, I'd always have my degree to fall back on. But, you know, I'm going into my I guess this will be my 7th season coming up, so I guess it's worked out so far.
Well, I got to ask you the questions about the science projects. I know you had to have some unbelievable science projects. What were some of those?
Well, that's going back quite a ways now. I can remember one I did. I think it was about my freshman year that I drove around the lake taking water samples at different parts of the lake and doing some analyzation and some algae growth on them, and just kind of studied how Lake of the Ozarks, how the water chemistry was throughout different parts of the lake. And I wrote papers in college on how different types of management affected largemouth bass, and you know, pretty much all my independent projects in college were geared toward largemouth bass. And I know I had my one professor that was also my counselor up there really got tired of reading about largemouth bass after my 4th year. He was glad not to have a largemouth bass paper to read every project anymore. It's you know, it's stuff like that, you know, maybe it's, I call it the nerd side of me, that I still get into the science part even in the fishing stuff. And you know, it's kind of surprising when you really think about it how much technology and science really goes into the sport of fishing. Most people think that fishing is just kind of a basic, you know, country boy type deal, and not a lot of, you know, not a lot of technology and stuff really goes into it. But there's tons of technology and stuff that goes into our tournament stuff every tournament we fish.
Well, you started talking about some of the projects and your degree. You got to talk about that. What was your degree in?
Well, my degree was in fisheries and wildlife, and really it was mostly fisheries. I took the minimum amount of wildlife courses to fulfill my degree requirements. And, you know, we took a lot of like fish physiology and ichthyology and types of stuff like that, and I tried to gear most of the stuff I worked toward around the fisheries end of it.
Well, it's amazing. You know, you took something, you looked at it at a young age, and then you started walking through the path with it. Now, Dad had a lot to do with that. Now, he was a guy who said, "Hey, I'm fishing these tournaments," and you were going to some of the tournaments checking those out. But really, how much impact did that have for you?
Well, he played a huge role, and he was really the deciding factor in me going on to college out of high school, because I really wanted to start tournament fishing when I got done with high school, and probably as a fisherman I was probably good enough to compete. I probably wouldn't set the world on fire right off the bat, but my skills were probably good enough because I'd been all over the country with Dad fishing and knew, you know, what to do in a lot of parts of the country. But he made me a deal that he would be my number one sponsor if I went and put in my 4 years at college and got my degree, but if I wanted to start after high school, I would have to foot it on my own. So I took the guaranteed sponsorship and went for the 4 years of college, and it really paid off. You know, him being my first sponsor really, you know, gave me a comfort level to where I knew at least my expenses were going to be paid for the first year or so, you know, before I got signed on with some of the other folks like Ranger and Evan Rude and Strike King.
Well, you look back and you think about, you know, your career thus far, and then you think, well, what could it be? And, you know, you've taken all this science, you've went through that, you've got a great mentor in your father, but now you've got to take that and kind of put it in practice, don't you?
Yeah, there's only so much you can gain from, you know, book knowledge and all that until you can learn to apply it to stuff. And, you know, I'm actually kind of working on a project right now that's trying to do that. I'm working on a book. with an outdoor writer here in Missouri named Monty Birch that Dad's worked with before, and I'm going to try to translate some of the stuff that I used and learned at college and apply it to fishing, and maybe help some more folks use some of that type of stuff to improve their fishing as well. And, you know, it's surprising how much of that stuff that I've been working on about 4 weeks now, and it's surprising how much now that I sit down and really put it on paper, how much of it I really use, you know. And it's not just strictly, you know, about bass and stuff. It translates into other parts of the fishing, you know, like, you know, trying to go through some of the physics and stuff and chemistry and some of the math that you're trying to translate into, you know, maybe figuring out how far you can go on a tank of gas and how long, you know, what your range is for a particular tournament, how far you can go and stuff like that. And that's stuff that, you know, changes every single year for us, that you have to almost recalculate stuff. I know when I started, my first engine was an Evinrude Intruder 150, and I could, you know, going into a tournament, I could almost, you know, pretty much figure I could go about 60 miles one way and get back, and that was pretty much my range at any given lake without refueling. And now, you know, we've got, Evinrude's got a direct injection motor that I've been running now for a few years, and now my, you know, fuel range is almost, well, pretty close to double that now. So, you know, I can go into a tournament and say, like at Lake Erie or somewhere, I can figure I can run 120 miles one way and back and without refueling. So, you know, it's all types of stuff like that you go back and figure and say, wow, you know, some of that education really did pay off. I can translate what some of these engineers are telling me and apply it to my fishing, even though it may seem, you know, totally irrelevant to what I'm doing in a tournament.
Well, you know, you think about the technology, I guess that's a path that really we've seen just leaps, quantum leaps, and you mentioned the outboard companies, but everything, you know, rods and reels made out of some of the materials they're made out of now, and you know, you look at the boats, you talked about Ranger boats, you know, they've come out with new things every year that really have helped the angler. You know, what is the next thing you think? I mean, from a technology standpoint, what's the sky's the limit, right?
Yeah, the sky is really the limit. There's no telling what companies can come out with in the future. I mean, our fishing changes so much every year. You know, I've even, you know, using the GPS rather than, you know, using the old triangular method that I learned when I was young from Dad. You know, trying to, you know, pinpoint offshore spots. Now you just hit a button on your GPS. And I know you know, Strike King has sent us some prototypes over about the past year of some new soft baits, they call them, that are really going to probably replace a lot of the plastics that we use. And, you know, it just changes every year. Stuff, new companies come out with new stuff, and some of it will stick and some of it won't. But until you try it out and really experiment with it, you just don't know what the limits are ever going to be. And, you know, in my opinion, there probably are very few limits as to what potentially could happen in the fishing industry.
Well, in the last little bit here, a little bit of time we have left, you got to tell me about what's in store for Chad Brower the rest of the year and then into next year.
Well, the rest of this year, I'm going to spend pretty much at home. We, you know, the BASS schedule is reformatted to start in January rather than in the fall. So I'm going to spend most of the fall at home. I'm going to help Dad with the TV show a little bit. As I said, I'm working on the book. I've actually been doing a little bit of guiding on Lake of the Ozarks, and I'm just going to pretty much base everything I do just in preparation for next year. I'm going to, I had kind of a rough year this past year. As far as I was concerned, it was the worst that since I've started. And, you know, you kind of get a bad taste in your mouth after that, and you want to come back the next year even stronger. And it's kind of tough waiting, you know, 5 months and not being able to get started up again, but it's nice to have all that time to get prepared as well. And you know, once you do get started up again in January, fishing, you know, full time, pretty much January to June, that you're gonna be totally prepared for all the tournaments and be in good physical shape and in a good mental state to get started.
Well, Chad, I appreciate you being with me, and I just continue to look at that great success from the Brower family. Chad Brower, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Terry.
This is Bass Fan Radio, and I'm Terry Brown.